I guess should be because we have a foreign teacher, a native speaker, and he loves Rapitec, and yeah, that's quite memorable for me because that's the first time I think English is fun. Yeah. Yeah.
And how did that differ from, say, studying with an English subject teacher?
Because maybe due to cultural difference, foreign speakers, they may have more open-minded and they are under a different kind of education. Yeah, so maybe that's the difference. Because they have different experience with Hong Kong local teachers. Yeah.
And how about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Yes, some interesting stories or something related to the environment, and because I think these type of organisms are somehow quite interesting for me.
And your major is education for sustainability, so is there a lot of material in English which you use in your course?
Quite a lot of information. The majority of the information are used in English, yeah.
And what about in your part-time work?
Yeah.
Do you use English in your part-time work?
Seldom, because we are in the fourth floor, and that's the public hall, and really, really few English speakers are there. Majority of them are Chinese, yeah.
How do you imagine using English in the future? How do you imagine using English in the future?
I guess this will be becoming more important and important as English is an international language. And if I'm working in different companies, I think surely in Hong Kong, Cantonese have to use between the communication between the colleagues. But English is, I guess it will be regarded as very formal, and you have to deal with it, and yes, it will become more and more important for me in the future. Yeah, for example, for the if I'm working for a government and they are having both Chinese or English copies for every documents. Yeah.
Actually, in terms of environmental work these days, we have this phrase global warming.
Yeah.
And then you talk about global English as well.
Yeah.
So it seems that you need a global language to solve a global problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So English is important, I guess, because it is widely being used in different countries.
So when you're searching for more information about this area of interest on the internet,
yeah.
Is the information in Chinese or English mostly?
Should be equally important, I guess, because somehow the research in being conducted in Cantonese or Chinese is insufficient. So in the majority of time, after searching basic information in Chinese, I try my best to search in English at the same time.